WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
American composer Elliot Carter celebrated his 100th birthday this month. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been following Carter's music for many years and says that his productivity is even more amazing than his longevity. Lloyd has a review of three new recordings released in honor of Carter's birthday.
In the upstairs bar at Boston Symphony Hall, there's a photo exhibit honoring Elliot Carter. In one picture taken in 1939, he's a grinning 30-year-old, but he looks 18. If I were making a movie called The Elliot Carter Story, I'd cast Matt Damon. Now at 100, Carter still looks younger than his years, and he's composing some of his most vital and youthful work. This Carter landmark has been a source of worldwide celebrations, the most extensive of which was at Tanglewood last summer, where the annual Festival of Contemporary Music was devoted entirely to him. And there he was, obviously enjoying the nearly 50 performances of his music, including two world premieres. Carter celebrated his actual birthday at Carnegie Hall, where James Levine led pianist Daniel Barenboim and the Boston Symphony Orchestra in his dazzling, ambitious, and emotionally complex new piece, Interventions. And all year long, exciting new Carter recordings have been appearing. Pianist Ursula Oppens, Carter's longtime champion and friend, has a new CD called Elliot Carter at 100, The Complete Piano Music, a title which will probably soon become obsolete. On it is the very first recording of the two-minute gem that Carter wrote for the 92nd birthday of Maestro Levine's mother. It's called Ma Tribute. Carter was an English major at Harvard and loves to play with words. The right and left hand are like two characters having a conversation. It's a typical Carter stratagem, which is nothing less than a view of the world, where musical lines, like individual lives, intersect at changing speeds in endlessly changing contexts, and sometimes, maybe only for a moment, come together. His pieces usually end not with a grand heroic climax, but a whisper or a shrug. In Ma Tribute, it's a single note, a quiet little C. Another new CD gathers 10 Carter pieces that each focus on a different instrument. Here's the beginning of the most recent one, Mosaic, with the dexterous Canadian harpist Erica Goodman joining the group New Music Concerts. Thank you. And here's Carter's reply to a question about composing Mosaic. It's on the DVD that comes with the CD.
There was obviously, as you listen and you now that you make me think about it, it was obviously I was thinking that there would be sections in which the harp would play alone, play rather elaborately and alone. And I thought, well, maybe those poor other people ought to do something, too.
That's it.
Okay. That's part of the way I think.
You know, one of the things, people.
I hate to have all those musicians sitting around not doing anything, and I like to give them something that will amuse them or interest them to play.
Yes,
that's in my head, too, you know, like many other nutty things.
The admirable Pacifica String Quartet is currently embarked on recording all five of Carter's string quartets. The second volume is due in February. The first quartet, completed in 1951, is nearly 40 minutes long and one of the great pieces of 20th century music in any form. Carter was living in Arizona in 1950 and was inspired by the sounds of the nearby desert, the whirring, scurrying creatures, and the mysterious night silences where time itself seems to have stopped. Music that seems to ask the deepest questions about existence and perception and self-perception. Some people find Carter's music hard to follow, impenetrable, with few hummable tunes. But I find it very moving, exhilarating, sometimes funny, sometimes scary, often profoundly spiritual, and unlike anyone else's. It's a miracle and a blessing that he's still turning out wonderful new work, pieces that more and more younger listeners seem to connect with, and that a remarkable younger generation of musicians increasingly loves to play.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston.